All right, we're going to switch gears. We're going to bring on a guest that the listeners may have heard before, Melissa Laird. She is the co-owner of Melvin's Public House in Heber, which is a new sports bar on Main Street. It's at 139 North Main Street. And I say Melissa's a voice listeners may have heard because she used to be one of the hosts on the Classified show back in the day. Melissa, welcome back to KPCW.
Hey, thanks for having me on there again.
Absolutely. So you're opening a new sports bar in Main Street. Tell us about that.
Well, we opened on June 1st, so we're going into week four. Doing great. Giving Heber what it really needs, I think. A sports pub. Bring your kids in. We've got like 11 flat screen televisions, wings, burgers, you know. I mean, just a good place to hang out and go catch up on the game or on the World Cup or golf or whatever.
So you can bring kids into your establishment.
Yes, ma'am. I had to, it's a historic building on Main Street. I don't know if you're familiar with it. It used to be, originally it was called the Wasatch Saloon. But now it was Clyde's Billiards. Locals knew it as Tink's, and then it went through a few renovation stages, I want to say around 2006, 2007, when it was the Spicy Lady and the Angry Bowl and then Vito's Restaurant. But I went in, and we had to put in the what I like to lovingly call the Zion DMZ now. So we have the zone, the kid zone, which is 10 feet away from the bar.
So in place of the Zion Wall, you now have the Zion Moat, right? I like the DMZ
yes.
zone. And when did you open, Sophia. Melissa?
Beg pardon?
When did you open?
We opened June 1st.
Oh, wow. So you really are new.
Yeah, it's just kind of a soft opening. We're thinking of having like a pie and beer day grand opening kind of celebration. But just wanted to make sure everybody's trained in, you know, that's the biggest problem when you open a new restaurant. Is, you know, nobody's trained, everybody comes in, there's bad service, bad food. So we just kind of quietly open the doors and let people come in, and it's just been doing word of mouth now. And
well, now that you're on Mountain Money, everybody's going to know about it. So I hope you're ready for a lunchtime rush.
They have to come over to Heber, though.
They hear us in Heber, too, Melissa. What time do you open?
We open at noon. We're open every day, noon to midnight, and it's food the whole time. So,
and Melissa, why a sports bar?
I am from Ohio. I am a huge football fan, baseball fan, and I really enjoy having a place to go where I can sit and watch things and be social, other than my basement, you know.
And what kind of menu do you have?
We serve wings and third-pound burgers. We're supposedly going to add a salad. I have no idea why, but people. So wings, burgers, just basic bar food, fryer food kind of thing. So.
And Melissa, my notes say that you're the co-owner of Melvin's Pub House. Who are your partners?
My husband, actually, is my partner. So he's kind of the front of the house guy. He makes sure all the TVs are working and the sports are on and the beer is flowing in the taps. And I'm in charge of the kitchen and making sure everybody's food comes out hot, quick, and tasty.
What are the challenges of being on Main Street? Do you have an issue with customer parking there?
It's kind of weird. It's a different vibe than when you're in Park City. In Park City, everybody's very well trained to park somewhere and walk a few blocks. Heber's getting to that point now. You know, we have the parking right on the street out front. We do have some parking in back, but there's, you know, half a block away, there's a ton of public parking on the street and in the city building as well. So that's been sort of a challenge, but people are getting it now. And it's summer, so people are getting out and walking and riding their bikes. So it's kind of cool just to be able to walk three blocks and go hang out somewhere again.
And Heber's really ramping up the community activities. They have the Thursday night concert in the park, City Park, so that's very close to you.
Yes, it's, three blocks away, and it's kind of cool. People will go, you know, stop in beforehand or stop in afterwards. So we have a nice little lull so we can sneak over there, you know, and check out the show if we want to.
And there was a big classic car show there this weekend that was a lot of fun. Did you see a lot of traffic from that?
We did. We saw a lot of people were parking actually in front of us to get there. That's, you know, and that's, you know, city parks, but yeah, that's three blocks. But yeah, and it's, humor's becoming more mobile, I think. You know, people are getting out of their cars a little bit more and hanging out. And then this coming weekend, I know we miss Ragnar.
Oh, that'll bring in some folks, won't it?
Oh, yeah. We had Ragnar, the Dirty Dash. I'm trying to remember what's going on. And yeah, every weekend in June and July, there is something
Do you think it's more impacted by the events that are taking place around your restaurant, or are at the, you know, the Stanley Cup, the NBA playoffs, the World Cup? I would think it's really driven by sports where people want to get together and watch something, and then they're willing to drive to get to your location.
Well, yeah, and it is people getting together, definitely, to watch things together. But we do have a lot of just people coming in because it's new, it's different, you know, and it is a nice atmosphere. That building is beautiful. I mean, we have an outdoor patio and things like that. And it's just, it's nice to get out and do something different that's reasonably priced, you know. We've got some high-end, and then, you know, we've got a lot of drive-through places in Heber, and it's just, people like to have a date night, you know, and they don't necessarily want to go out and spend $40 a person on dinner kind of thing, so. They just want to come out and hang out and catch up on sports or see some friends, and I think we provide that for them.
It's interesting you mentioned the drive-thru because there are a lot of fast food restaurants coming in on that south end of town. You've got the P.F. Chang's and I don't know what all the new ones there are. It seems like there's a new one every week I get into Heber.
Starbucks is the next new one.
Starbucks is coming to Heber.
It's already in Heber. Apparently, they just had to build their own standalone.
Yeah, they were in the Smith's grocery store, so now they'll have their separate brick and mortar, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now no one will go to the Smith's one. Well, they will still, but people don't like getting out of their cars a lot, I discovered here.
Well, how long have you been in Heber, Melissa, and what kind of changes have you seen during that time?
Oh, my goodness. I moved down here, I want to say, I used to own another restaurant down on Main Street, and I bought that in 2005 and renovated that. And just the changes in the city, you know, and the things, you know, the cooperation, they want to see more businesses thrive, I think. They're being a lot more positive about some of the changes that are coming in here. I mean, granted, they know that all the drive-thrus are coming in, but they really enjoy having an old school kind of place in. Main Street, just watching the traffic from 2005 to now is just crazy. I mean, on a Friday, you just sit there. You can't really hear much if you're sitting on Main Street just because of all the traffic going by. I know there's talk of the bypass and everything else. I'm not quite sure if and when that'll ever happen and how that will impact Main Street. I would think it'd be more of a positive thing, getting all the trucks off of there, but, you know, we'll see.
So, Melissa, is the restaurant business kind of been your vocation most of your life, or what's your background?
I have a journalism degree, actually. When I graduated college, it was the first recession. So I worked at a newspaper for about $3.50 an hour, and then I also worked at a bar, you know, to make actual ends meet. And when it got to the point where managing the bar was paying more than the newspaper kind of thing and allowing me to have a more of a life, it's kind of when the whole paper thing went out the window. But, and then I've off and on worked in restaurants. I moved out to Park City in 96, and you know, I've done desk jobs and everything else, but I generally always go back to the restaurant thing. It's kind of an illness. Working for yourself ruins you for working for other people. So.
And, you know, Heber has a tremendous amount of growth. There's a lot of exciting things going on there. So I can see why you chose to put your restaurant there. Did you also think about maybe opening up something in Park City?
Well, I live in Heber, and I just wanted something that I could go to. You know, I'm kind of tired of driving up to Park City all the time to do things and see people. And half of Park City lives in Heber now. At least the people that I used to run around with have all kind of moved a little farther away. They've been kind of priced out, you know, most of the service industry has. So I just wanted something in Heber like what we used to have in Park City, when you just go up to Main Street and hang out and have a beer with your friends. So that was kind of my motivation.
What kind of marketing and advertising have you done for the restaurant?
I have done nothing really. No, Facebook, a lot of it. And then I'm in the Heber Valley Guide right now. Like I said, we wanted to do the soft opening because we didn't want to get completely inundated.
Yeah.
But right now I'm looking at what to do for the football season and getting all that out. So I'll probably do some radio spots here and there. And just a lot of web-based marketing, you know, a lot of the Facebook and Yelp and word of mouth kind of thing. So,
man, I guess when you look at the local college football schedule, that's when you need to staff up, right? When there's a big Utah football game one night,
you've
got to make sure you got everybody in and all hands on deck.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, we've got in the bar, everybody's just bringing in their flags of whatever teams they want. So I personally am a Browns fan. My husband is a Steelers fan, so we have that lovely rivalry going on. Also, you know, all the college stuff. We have a lot of Utah stuff. My husband went to the U. We were joking with the chamber when they were in there that the BYU flags were welcome in the restroom, you know.
Oh, no. I know lots of BYU fans who will go to a sports bar. It's going to be interesting. We should have you back on in a year, and you can tell us who spends the most money in the sports bar. I'm guessing it would be the Ute fan. But would it be the Yankee fan if the Yankees are in the World Series? Would it be golf? Do golf fans spend a lot of money?
If the Cleveland Browns ever make it to the Super Bowl, the Cleveland Browns fans will sell the most. And I will definitely be there. Being from Cleveland, it's been a long, long drought for Browns
fans. This is our year. I say this every year. So.
Oh, my gosh. You're a Cleveland fan as well, Melissa, huh?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in Canton, Ohio, 10 miles from the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So,
there you go, Doug. He found another
one. Well, I was following Melissa's lead. She mentioned she was a Browns fan, and you don't hear many people say that. So, and actually, that's more... That was more my father's thing and my brother's thing, so being a Browns fan.
Well, no, I wear it with a little sense of pride, you know. I don't mind being the underdog.
You absolutely should. I just never kind of got into it. Much to my father's dismay, I just never got into it that much.
So we're making it sound like a rowdy sports bar, but it is family friendly.
It is family friendly, for sure. And, you know, a lot of my friends are very excited to be able to bring their kids in and hang out and watch a football game or whatever. It's nice because people, you know, young couples want to have a date night and they want to be able to bring their kids. And, you know, we don't care if your kids are screaming, you know, whatever.
So, Melissa, what are some of the kind of price points for your restaurant?
Pretty much, you know, a pound of wings is about $10. Burger, just a regular burger with fries, $10. You know, when you add on like bacon cheeseburger, it gets up to like $13-$14, but it's a good amount of food for the price. Third pound burger and your side of fries. Generally your drinks, you know, your average drink prices, you know, $5, $6, $7 for a beer. So you can get in and get lunch, you know, for under $15 for sure.
And what's the beer selection like?
Oh, my goodness. We will have 12 taps. Our tap designer, he's an artist, so it's taking him a while to get this whole thing together. But we have 12 beers on taps, all local Utah beers. And then we have 34 cans and bottles for selection for that. We also have, you know, the hard cider and things like that, so.
Do you have a liquor license as well? You have the full bar?
Yes. And we did the fun new Utah liquor license. We went restaurant. You will notice a lot of bars and restaurants on Main Street will be going one way or the other, whether they can have kids in or not. I believe one of my friends who owns the Pig Pen, I think he's going to go to the full liquor license, but he's not allowed. He won't be allowed to have kids in next winter, but he may change his mind on that. Everybody's picking one or the other just because of the restaurant license requires you to sell 70% food to 30% liquor and beer. So it's a hard percentage to make. We're running 60-40 right now, but I think we can do it.
Okay. Well, on the note of Utah liquor laws, we will wrap it up. Our guest this morning has been Melissa Laird. Her and her husband own Melvin's Pub House. I'm sorry, Melvin's Public House in Heber, which is a sports bar. You can find them at in Heber on Main Street, 139 North Main Street. Melissa, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. It's great to be on the show again.